You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Good afternoon, and once again, welcome to Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are joined by Kiran Rajbhandare, the founder of V12 Studios, a Scottsdale, Arizona-based consultancy providing strategic startup branding design and marketing solutions to businesses in a spectrum of markets worldwide. He has worked with clients such as Apple Computer, Boeing, the Cartoon Network, Disney Interactive, Harley-Davidson, NASCAR, Universal Studios, among others. Raj joins us today to talk about the importance of marketing as it relates to events. Raj, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Event Talk here on EPN.
Well, thanks so much for having me here this afternoon, Eric. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, we certainly appreciate it as well, and it's certainly our honor on that as well. So how has marketing evolved in the past few years, and what are the trends planners should be aware of?
Well, Eric, I think three key trends are mobility, real-time, and short-form content. I think marketing has evolved to adopt to people's communication patterns, which have significantly altered, and I think they continue to do so. These types of things include image sharing, social comments, live ratings and referrals, real-time content, and I think even simple surveys and polls. You know, I believe the integration of these into broadcasts, events, and concerts on the fly can enrich the experience for everyone. I think this is especially beneficial for hosts, sponsors, and ticketed audiences. You know, since these user tools have changed and continue to do so, you know, marketing trends must seek faster and more convenient methods to share this content, create it, and curate it without disrupting the thought flow, you know, of the creators themselves. So, in essence, marketing storytelling has evolved into content marketing that gets passed along. This becomes ever-evolving, oftentimes even outside the control of the original author or brand.
Marketing is an important piece of the planning puzzle as one prepares for an event. What are the key marketing aspects a planner should think about as they start the planning process?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, you must brand the event to stand out and be compelling to your desired audiences and truly represent the content and attract the audiences in a memorable way. I mean, you can never start too early, I think, to plan, calendar, and pre-stage creative social media, blog content, and build attendee networking opportunities to drive attractive value for all the parties. I think you have to ask yourself, what is the purpose of the event? Who are the speakers? You know, is the venue special? What is the ideal desired outcome for all the event constituents? You know, not just your company, your organization, or your client, but the speakers and the attendees. You know, and I think let's not forget, those who cannot attend and gain participation online or post-event through subscription feeds and other content later on after the event has concluded.
What can a marketing professional bring to the planning process of an event a volunteer or an event planner doesn't necessarily have an ability to do?
You know, I think marketing's goals should be to inherently add value to an event and take the planner's efforts and simply amplify them. Events do not grow by themselves. You know, I think it takes effort to increase outreach, build awareness, and incentivize, you know, all the participants to action. And I think the value of an outside eye and opinion is it always has value. It's always valuable. And sometimes one is too close to content, you know, or the desired outcome, and it can be somewhat myopic. You know, marketing supports an event, it grows a cause, and positions the content to increase participation, viewerships, and ideally, you know, the spread of the key message.
Today we are joined by Kiran Rajbhandare, the founder of V12 Studios, a Scottsdale, Arizona-based consultancy providing strategic startup branding, design, and marketing solutions to businesses in a spectrum of markets worldwide here on Event Talk, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kiran, let's say an organization does not have a budget to bring on board a marketing professional. What are some of the things planners or volunteers can do to ensure the successful execution of an event marketing strategy?
Well, I think an organization that does not use professionals in some capacity can oftentimes be doomed to mediocrity. I mean, you must get the message correct. You know, personally, I recommend organizations use an online system to support their efforts to begin with, you know, or they're going to be overwhelmed with tasks and not able to gather and track metrics effectively. If you don't gather data, it's a lost opportunity to establish, build, and gain internal and external support for your event or organization's initiatives. I think you need to be sure and start with clear goals, including a baseline, to be able to identify essentially the good, the bad, and the ugly components that are inherent in any effort. I think gaining the support of volunteers is a must, and it's a wonderful thing for internal team building, but only if it's coordinated and managed from a central and experienced viewpoint. You know, you have to assign a leader. Passion that runs amok online can taint credibility, any associated brands, and the overall participation. I highly always recommend an organization reevaluate its event purpose and importance with a professional marketing eye to increase potential results.
Great information on that. And lastly, what are your top three marketing tips for anyone planning an event?
Well, I think first, you know, engage a professional if you can. I think even an initial consulting engagement can help a planner lay an effective event foundation from a strategic perspective. And, you know, be sure and use a robust technology platform that does more than ticketing. You really need content amplification, if you will, curation and social connectivity with, you know, before, during, and after the event to more effectively optimize the entire process. I think secondly, you must brand your event in a meaningful way. I mean, you only get one chance to make this first impression and incentivize all the audiences to participate, attend, or support your events or cause. And lastly, I think be sure and plan and allow for social content distribution and curation of event content for pre, live, and post-event interactions. You know, ideally, an organization or event should always be alive forever online and spread far after the curtain is closed, the lights have dimmed, and the applause has stopped.
Well, certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today. Really relevant information, and we could just take off and run with this. We certainly appreciate your expertise as well on the subject. If you would, before you go, share with our listeners where they can be in best contact with you and your company and get more information about V12 Studios.
Sure. Well, the website is v12studios.com. That's v12studios.com. And my email, should somebody want to reach me, is simply Raj, R-A-J, at v12studios.com. As you mentioned earlier, we are located in Scottsdale, Arizona, and certainly I welcome the opportunity to chat with folks about any marketing initiatives that they may need or branding initiatives that they may need assistance with.
Well, Raj, thanks once again for joining us here today on the show.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. We've been speaking with Kiran Rajbandaran, the founder of V12 Studios, a Scottsdale, Arizona-based consultancy providing strategic startup branding, design, and marketing solutions to businesses in a spectrum of markets worldwide. And once again, the website of reference is v12studios.com. Thanks for joining us once again on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at eventinterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.